We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Tuesday, February 25th. Well, who says you can't go home again? On Monday, CU Athletic Director Rick George introduced Carl Durrell as the 27th head football coach in Colorado Buffaloes history. Just 12 days ago, George held a presser and talked about the qualities he was looking for in his new coach. Yesterday at the press conference, the AD talked about checking off the boxes when he found Durrell.
I said that I wanted a coach who shared the same commitment and passion that I do for our student athletes and this great university and football program. Carl shares that passion. I also said that I wanted a coach that had the same commitment that I do, but also that had the same expectations that I do for our student athletes, winning in the classroom, winning in the community, and winning on the football field. Carl's that guy. You'll get to know Carl, but what I've learned about Carl is that he's someone that has an impeccable character. He's got a maturity level that I think is important for our student athletes. He's got integrity, and he's got this quiet, confident passion for young people, and has great experience at the collegiate and professional level. He's got contacts in the West Coast and the Pac-12, having been here. And most importantly, he knows the history and tradition of the Colorado Buffaloes.
Durrell's history in Boulder and with CU makes this marriage seem perfect.
It's an interesting story how I got here. It started way back in my early 20s, getting my first Division I job. My kids were born here in a Vista hospital right in Louisville. I lived in Lafayette the last time I was here as an assistant. I moved back to Lafayette as my homestay, even though I've been in the NFL. Everything is aligned for me to be where I'm at right now today. And it's funny how the Lord gives you those blessings to give you an opportunity like this that's right there in front of you, especially for 32 years of hard work that's culminated to an opportunity like this. You're going to get, from me, the very best of me. You're going to get a guy that's here for the long haul. I built a home to prove it prior to getting this job. You're going to get an exciting brand of football.
The 56-year-old Durrell has spent more than three decades in the coaching business. That included college stops at Washington and UCLA after leaving Colorado, then more than a decade in the NFL, with his most recent position as assistant head coach and wide receivers coach with the Miami Dolphins. In fact, the NFL is where Durrell believed his next head coaching opportunity would come. And it was how he was tailoring his trajectory until CU's George reached out late last week. Durrell's going to be busy immediately putting together a coaching staff, securing the Buffs recruiting class, and getting prepared for spring ball, which begins in just 3 weeks. Even head basketball coach Tad Boyle was talking about his new colleague last night on Buffs Primetime at Corelli's of Boulder. I asked Boyle if he reaches out to the new football coach to offer any advice about coming to Boulder and see you.
I got his number. I texted him and just said, hey, anything we can do for you or your staff and coming to town and, you know, your wife and, you know, my wife's been here 10 years. And, you know, so we just want to make them feel welcome. And you know, I think, you know, I've always felt I got advice as a young coach one time. You always, you know, try to have as good a relationship as you can with the football coach and the staff. And it's a little challenging at CU just because we're in the event center.
Sure.
They're in the champion center, so we don't see each other on a daily basis. And so you got to kind of go out of your way. And I've always tried to do that, and I try to do that with Coach today. And I know he's got a lot on his plate.
Oh,
the last thing he's got to worry about is, you know, his relationship with the basketball coach. But we got a few things on our plate as well right now too. So hopefully when things settle down for him and our season's over with, we'll get a chance to know each other and share some ideas.
By the way, following the Buffs' loss to UCLA Saturday at the Event Center, Tad Boyle's team dropped from 18th to 21st in the most recent AP College Men's Basketball poll and 20th in the coaches' poll. Buffaloes close out the regular season now with three straight road games, beginning with the pair in the Bay Area this week. Colorado plays at Cal on Thursday at 7 o'clock. Our coverage on the Colorado Basketball Network gets underway at 6:30 Mountain Time with the Buffs warm-up pregame show. The Buffs then head to Stanford to play on Sunday at 4, then wrap up the regular season with a 12:30 game March 7th at Utah. Meanwhile, following an upset of number 11 Arizona on Sunday, the CU women close out the regular season this week with two in Los Angeles. The Buffs will head to take on number 8 UCLA on Friday, then finish up across town with Southern Cal on Sunday. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.